mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, I said that December 7th would be a day that would live in infamy. December 7th, 2004. We've also got to say that it's the old 1-2 punch to the Constitution. December 8th is a day that will live in infamy. It, of course, is December 9th, 2004 today as we accelerate towards the end of 04 into 05. And before they passed it, they wouldn't admit that it was the Patriot Act 2 and the National ID card. But last night I turned on Fox Television, stuck a tape in. I said, I got to get this on tape. They're not going to be able to help themselves. They will celebrate another stabbing wound to the heart of America. And sure enough, I turned it on. There was a smiling neocon going, the Justice Department is beside itself getting Patriot Act 2 passed. And he just stuck his lower lip out and smiled. I mean, literally, I knew, too. I said, as soon as they pass this, they're going to have a celebration dance. And so I started flipping through the other channels, and there were celebrations going on everywhere. You fools, we own and run you. We're going to dominate you. You're our slaves. I mean, they didn't come right out and say that, but they just, we got our Patriot Act, too. There was a provision about ID cards. And, of course, then they'd add a lie to it. We've beefed up Border Patrol with this new bill. That's not true. There are thousands less Border Patrol. Thousands. 2,000 less in the Texas sector alone. Now, that's in the major Texas papers. It's never in the national papers. I mean, yeah, thousands quit to go be air marshals, and then they hire 1,000 more. Well, you've lost 1,000 in one sector alone. But at first, it was 2,000 that quit. So they just say, beefed up Border Patrol. People go, oh, must be conservative. And they mix that in with Patriot Act 2 and, well, a national ID card. I'm getting calls and emails that now they're all over TV. And if you've seen this, you're welcome to call in. Crowing, just up there like a rooster. Cock-a-doodle-doo, we're enslaving you. They're just all over the place going, well, there was some provisions you might not have known about. A few weeks ago when they passed forced psychological testing, they also tagged on to some of those bills, any group of senators being able to look at your income tax returns and have enemies list, stuff Nixon almost went to jail for. But yeah, and now it's just out in the open, legalized, and also to have the IRS come after you with repo men. So you thought it was bad before with the IRS. Now it's going to be repo men. No judge, no jury, just a repo man. And it's going to be funny when the cops and people start getting their stuff taken. Because, you know, they love enforcing the system. And they're going to have repo men dragging off their cars and stuff. You get to have some of what you've helped set up. I'm sorry, it's just, you know, the police will go with the IRS to take somebody's house and throw them out on the street without even a court order. But they never do it to their fellow officers. But it won't matter because they're going to turn the repo men loose on you. Nothing against the repo men. I have something against the IRS, though. By the way, Congressman Ron Paul is coming up later. And talk about our wondrous new freedoms and the wondrous new dollar value that we have and the wondrous national toll roads that now Time Magazine admits they're putting in. Oh, yeah, it's all just going public now. Oh, it's an afterhighway. It's going to be a tax. We knew that 6-7 years ago. You've heard us talk about it ad nauseum. Now it's mainstream news. It's all coming up. The website is Infowars.com. That's Infowars.com. And, of course, there is also Infowars.net. We're having those sites updated for you right now. PrisonPlanet.com isn't updated today with all the big news because Paul went to a football game last night, and I guess he's still sleeping. We'll be right back.
Alex. Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Maca is a small turnip-like root plant that grows at 12 to 14,000 feet on the Andes Mountains in Peru. The tuberous plant benefits from the purest air, sunlight, and rain in the world. Only recently has science discovered that maca is a living storehouse with an extraordinary range of vitamins, minerals, and sterols. Research has indicated both men and women can benefit from maca supplementation with increased energy, stamina, and endurance levels, increased libido, which helps prevent impotence, relief of menopausal, premenstrual, and PMS discomfort, helps relieve or eliminate hot flashes and night sweats. It also helps prevent osteoporosis and joint pain. Get your maca from Cliff Scott Enterprises at a price and quality that few can match, because we get our maca fresh from the growers in Peru. Call 800-569-4340 for incredible savings. Call 800-569-4340 or visit on the web at cliffscott.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Again, all of my websites, InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, are all being updated right now. Paul Watson has now woken up over in England. He's updating Prison Planet, and InfoWars is being updated over here. You know, I'm really upset, but at the same time, I know that we're going to be able to fight this at the local level. We'll try to repeal this in the next session of Congress. And they wouldn't talk about it in the mainstream media until after they'd passed it, and then they were all over TV crowing about it last night. Oh, Patriot Act 2, provisions the Justice Department wanted passed, and they're celebrating, Fox News said, over at the Justice Department. And the national ID card provision through the state level. Here's CNN. Senate okays intelligence overhaul bill. The Senate approved an intelligence reorganization bill Wednesday, ending months-long debate in Congress over how to enact changes proposed by the independent commission appointed by Bush that investigated the September 11, 2001 attacks. And we're joined by Congressman Ron Paul, who valiantly fought against this. It was 300 to 300 and something to 75. Most of the people who voted against it were Republicans. So these Democrats are emailing me going, look at the evil Republicans. Well, look at your own Democrats. This is the problem, is that you've got this elitist, tyrannical agenda in Washington that's bipartisan, and then it's true, what I'd call independents like Ron Paul, who happens to be a Republican, who are fighting this. Congressman, thank you for joining us. I know it's been a tough week for you. Good to have you on.
Thank you. Good to be with you.
We've had New Freedom Initiative pass a few weeks ago. Now this. No one had a chance to read it as usual. Can you tell us about it?
Well, it actually didn't get discussed very much. You know, they talked a little bit about the chain of command and who controlled some of the intelligence to the military, and that was a big issue. And they did talk somewhat about the licenses going to illegal aliens, and that was not changed. That's stuck in the bill, so they will give licenses to illegal aliens. But they didn't talk a whole lot about the national ID card, although it was, moved along. It was further strengthened. They've had some standardized requirements by the federal government now in all our driver's licenses. But there's a reason for this, and that is that the conservative side is mixed on this, because some of the anti-immigrant conservatives would do anything, even accept a national ID card for all of us, therefore punish all of us in order to take care of illegal aliens. And they're not exactly as opposed to the national ID card. I think we should be. I think we can still deal with illegal immigration without further undermining our personal liberties. It's sort of like it is at the airports. Taking away my freedom at the airport doesn't do anything to catch terrorists that might get on an airplane.
Well, in this subsection of the bill, 3,300-plus pages long, you have the internal passport, the internal checkpoints, basically taking what the TSA does in the airports and, I guess, expanding that out. And a lot of conservatives were going, well, wait a minute, but you're going to give IDs to the illegal aliens. They can get a consular matricula. Anybody can get one of these and then go get an ID and basically have fake identities. So the border's more wide open than ever, and this makes it a more of an open door for, quote, terrorists to come across. But they're going to have a magnifying glass over our lives.
And they're going to, we're making it easier for them to blend in. You know, we're serving their purpose. So I don't know how the people can accept this, you know, if they know what's really in here, and yet the momentum decides what happens in Washington. Once the momentum was changed, oh, it's going to pass, everybody gets scared. Oh, if I vote against this, it sounds like I'm a weakling on intelligence and CIA and all this stuff. So 75 is a terrible number to be in opposition to this. We should have had a lot more. But this was a major event, and it'll get worse as time goes along. They don't do it all at one time. You know, it was in 96 when they required that every state at least gather Social Security numbers, although they might not appear on our driver's license. So it's been going on since 96, and this is moving along much further. They're going to tie in these requirements with birth certificates and Social Security numbers and biometrics. And another big thing on this bill, it set up a national database. So it's moving along rather quickly, and it should frighten a lot of people.
Congressman, so we can try to navigate this bill, and I've gone to the Library of Congress website and found summaries of the 3,000 pages. I've had trouble finding the whole thing, but you put out a legislative alert at 2:30 Eastern a couple days ago when the House passed it. That was back on Tuesday, and you said as of 2:30, we still haven't gotten the full bill. Then later you put out an alert saying it was over 3,000 pages. So obviously you don't even know at this time everything that was in it. You did find some of the subsections that had been in there a few weeks ago for the National ID Card and the Patriot Act.
This bill didn't have 3,000. The one that had the 3,000 was the omnibus bill, which came up, at the last minute. This bill was smaller, but still very, very large, and we did not have it. I mean, within hours, you don't have it. They never print out a copy, and so you never see the final version unless you get on the internet at the very end and you do your very best to go through it.
Shouldn't that be illegal? How about passing a law that they have to read the bills?
That would be something. I introduced that bill along that line one time, but it didn't get very far. And it is a crime. The process is a crime. What they do is a crime. But I think the process occurs because they're doing something that's criminal, and they don't want you to know about it. They don't want you to have time to study this. I mean, why didn't we take another month or two? This is so naive to say, you know, if we had not passed that, you know, 2 days ago, that all of a sudden we would have been in greater danger.
Well, Congressman, let me understand
today.
This.
Our freedoms are in greater danger today.
They are. I'm sorry for interrupting. Just to be clear, Fox News said that Patriot Act 2 did pass last night. Now, I'm trying to be clear on this. Did it pass or did subsections of it pass?
No, the whole thing passed, and we voted on the day before yesterday. Senate voted on yesterday.
Yes, so
the president will probably sign it tomorrow.
So Fox was accurate when they were very pleased about it. They said that the Justice Department was, quote, celebrating and very exciting that the Patriot Act 2 had passed the Senate yesterday and was going to the president 2 days ago in the House. So that did happen.
I'm talking about, are you referring to the intelligence bill, right?
Yes, but they had, but the Patriot Act 2 had been tagged
on. Oh, yeah, a lot of those features are in there, right?
Oh, boy. So now are we going to try to repeal those sections in the next Congress? I know you tried that earlier this year.
Yeah.
Well,
you know, that is, you can always make the effort and introduce it and let people have a little bit of hope. But, you know, when these things get passed, you know, it's a monumental task to reverse it. You know, it's almost impossible. That doesn't mean you shouldn't try, and on occasion you do have a victory, but the odds of us reversing this trend, I mean, we have so many things going against us, whether it was the original Patriot Act or whether it's this one or not, it's just, and then the president, you know, got his mandate. I couldn't believe, you know, what kind of rallies we've had against the Patriot Act, and yet I was dumbfounded when I saw the president, you know, campaigning on it and going after Kerry for being weak on the Patriot Act. I thought, well, the American people don't like the Patriot Act, but they were able to use it to their benefit. He thinks he has a mandate for this type of activity. I'm not quite sure that's the case, but
well,
at least he believes it, and that's the way he's acting.
Yeah, he says it's a mandate when 80-plus percent of Americans in polls are against open borders. He says he has a mandate for amnesty. In major polls, everybody, Republican, Democrat, is against the Patriot Act. 400 cities, 4 states have thrown out the Patriot Act. And they passed the last one in the dead of night, as you documented. Now they're doing this yet again, and we have the New Freedom Initiative. I mean, how do you call any of this a conservative agenda?
Well, I can't, and I think it goes to show that this discrepancy probably reflects the ability of the propagandists to, you know, take a negative poll and what the people really want and turn around and say, hey, look, the American people want this, and actually go on to victory. But, you know, I think the trick in the election was that people did have a reason to vote for Bush over Kerry, and it had to do with moral values and probably marriage. But Bush then was able to take this and say, well, this is a mandate for us to do more Patriot Act type legislation and more war overseas. So,
and I would say, I would point people to your neocon speech of over a year ago where you talk about the betrayal of conservatism. Congressman, we've got to go to break. I want to come back and talk about the economy and gold and what's happening to the dollar. But listeners wanted me to say this to you. People are really giving up on Washington and Texans. I know we tried to draft you to run for president, but why not come to the state of Texas? Why not run for governor? And why not take back states at a state-by-state basis level and go back to the 10th Amendment? Couldn't you do more as governor or lieutenant governor?
Well, you'd really be bucking a trend. I mean, they'd claim the Civil War has already been fought, but
you would cream Rick Perry, Mr. Toll Road.
Well, I don't know. They have money talks, and you know they're very powerful, and they would have many, many millions of dollars.
You are wildly popular in this state, and you know you could win if there was an election fraud.
Well, I'll check with Senator Hutchinson and see if she'll support me.
Well, you know what? Look, you know, what are your approval ratings in the state, like 65%?
I don't know. I know my district is okay, but I've not done any through the state.
Well, Congressman, please stay with us, and I think we may need to switch strategies and have people like yourself become governors. But again, that's my humble opinion. We'll be right back with Congressman Ron Paul. Stay with us.
Hi, I'd like to welcome Alan Glasser, a pharmacist from Mark's Plaza Pharmacy in Vancouver, Canada. Hi, Alan. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Marvin.
Now, I understand that prescription drugs are far less expensive in Canada. Is that true?
Yes, Marvin, it's true. You can save 40% or more off the regular U.S. price.
What about drugs like Premarin and Lipitor? They're very common.
Those common drugs, you can save 50% off the regular U.S. price.
Now, what about Tamoxifen? I understand you can save 70% on Tamoxifen.
Tamoxifen, you can see a 75% savings against the regular U.S. price.
Now, are these brand name products made by the same companies?
Yes, the same multinational U.S. corporation makes them in Canada and the U.S.
So to save money on prescription drugs in Canada, call the toll-free number for your information package.
To find out more, call toll-free 1-800-840-0686. That's 1-800-840-0686. Or go on the web at www.canshipdrugs.com.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
To the farthest corners of the earth. Explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand. Achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of U.S. coins, and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
You and your family members getting enough minerals in the daily diet? Not likely, according to the World Health Organization. In fact, over one-third of the global population suffers from some form of serious mineral deficiency, leading to all kinds of disease and disability. That lack of energy you've been blaming on getting older or working too hard is more likely that same mineral deficiency. And kids who may not be doing as well in school or having a hard time studying ought to be considering a lack of minerals, not necessarily a lack of concentration as the culprit. Either way, why chance it? Just a few pennies a day and a toll-free call to See Minerals at 877-835-5555 and you're quickly on the road to more energy and a boost to the immune system. Sea Minerals provides a complete and balanced set of minerals and trace elements found in our oceans. Reclaim that youthful, energetic feeling and restore your good health with the help of minerals from the sea. Call Sea Minerals today toll-free 877-835-5555. That's 877-835-5555 or visit seamineral.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, to be clear, I talked to the congressman during the break. Sections of Patriot Act 2 passed in the intelligence bill, the 9/11 bill, but the entire thing didn't. So they're passing it piecemeal is what they're doing. The national ID card provision did indeed pass. And we're talking to Congressman Ron Paul right now. I just have to commend you, Congressman, and your staff. I mean, when other people's congressmen won't even return calls, your folks were calling the alternative media, telling them to fight the bill. a couple of days ago, and your staff is still there fighting and was still there yesterday fighting this stuff in the Senate when others were already leaving and going back to their districts. So I can only commend you, Congressman. Finishing up, though, concerning you running for governor of the state of Texas, is that something you could win?
Well, it would be tough. I believe that the views that we hold and your listeners hold are popular enough that we could win if we had enough exposure, which means you have to, if you don't have a sympathetic media, you have to have enough money to buy the advertisements and get the message out. But I really do believe that people are in great numbers that are in the majority want to be left alone. They like the free market and they like to be left alone, and they'd like to see us to be doing a lot less overseas. So I think these particular views and putting them at a state level that just make keep the government small and they keep the taxes low, yes, I think that those views are winnable, and a person could win on those on a platform like that.
I just want to spend a little bit more time on the Patriot Act and on the national ID card provisions in this bill. If it makes it easier for illegal aliens and terrorists, which the bill clearly does, other congressmen have been saying this, then how can they say we did this to keep you safe, we had to rush and do this to keep you safe? I mean, this is a sick joke.
Yeah, it is, and at one point they believe in at least more open borders, and they believe that they shouldn't offend anybody who's Hispanic, and because that's a political correct thing to do. And they're treading between these two issues, and then they have this pretense that they're going to do everything to make us safe and secure, and giving this more power to the CIA and have a super agency and spend, you know, I think that bill had $14 billion in it. It's a huge, it's a bigger bureaucracy than ever.
Now, 14.4.
So in one sense, they're claiming, you know, that their whole effort is to make us safe and secure. At the same time, they ignore the very things that they should be doing, and that is finding out who's coming into our country and who are the potential terrorists.
We got about 3 minutes left. Can you talk about the economy and gold and the plunging dollar? A year and a half ago, you gave a speech here in Central Texas and predicted depression. Can you tell us what you see happening?
Well, I still think that the economy is going to continue to weaken. I think in the last 2 days, you saw an example of what happens when you have unsound money. Yes, we can predict long term that the dollar will weaken and go down, and the economy will weaken and prices will go up. Eventually, interest rates will go up. But in the last 2 days, you saw sudden shifts, which can be also very, very harmful to the marketplace. This is in such such a difference to what happens if you have a sound currency throughout the world and everybody has a gold-backed currency. You have stable currency.
We're seeing wild gyrations.
That's it. Wild gyrations. It's fluctuating all the time. To me, it's something like if you and I were building a building and we were an architect and I was the contractor and we had a measuring stick, like the yard or the foot, and it kept changing every day. You know, what kind of a building would we have? This is the measuring rod of economic value is the currency, and it's very unsound.
Why, bottom line, is the dollar eroding?
Because we print too many. And we print too many to support the politicians who spend too much. It's no more complicated than that. Since 1971, since there was no link to the dollar, to gold, the Congress has just been spending like crazy, running up deficits like crazy, and the Fed accommodates and prints some money. When you print money, the value of that money has to go down. It just doesn't go down evenly or steadily, and it doesn't affect everybody equally. But ultimately, it loses value. History shows that under these conditions, gold always goes up, not straight up, but eventually goes up. Not too long ago in our history, our gold was our dollar was worth $20 an ounce. Now it's $440 an ounce. So that is the trend, and it will go a lot higher.
There is inflation, regardless of what they say. Congressman, they're now even pushing new anti-terror legislation on the heels of this one. Is there any end in sight to this black hole of tyranny?
I don't see it, not under today's circumstances, unless the American people decide that they want their freedom more than they want their security. Right now, the message that the people in Commerce get is people want to be safe and secure, both economically and physically, and that's what promotes the welfare state, and that's what promotes this anti-terrorist sentiment. I think it's going to end when we run out of money.
Congressman, thank you so much for coming on with us. Have a good Christmas.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, folks. This is Michael Trudeau. Jerry Guidetti from the ARC Institute just called to tell me their new 100% non-hybrid family seed packages are ready right now. You've heard me rave about the great gardens I've grown from the ARC Institute's heirloom seeds. Tomatoes with real old-time tomato taste. Big sweet onions, bright red and green lettuces, sweet corn, peppers, melons, cukes, beans, peas, pumpkins, popcorn, and so much more. 50 generous seed packets in all for the best-tasting, healthiest garden ever. And there's no need to buy vegetable seeds ever again. These non-hybrid seeds can be saved from your own fruits and veggies year after year for family food security. These days, that's just plain smart. Friends, don't wait. The ARC Institute runs out of these rare seeds every year. Call them today at 800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912. Don't forget to visit arcinstitute.com and read Jerry's food supply updates. It's powerful stuff.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central, back from 9 to midnight Central, we're here. Coming up the third hour, we've got the folks coming on, the computer programmer, the folks that broke the story, saying that they were basically paid off to create a false program to steal elections. That's in the third hour. We're going to have wide open telephones. We're about to go to Ron and Tim and Rosemary and John and many others. Toll-free number to join us, 1-800-259-9231. Imagine, my friends, Congress, an hour before they pass it, issuing the bill, sections of Patriot Act 2, the National ID card, all of it being passed. Passing the House 2 days ago, passing the Senate yesterday. And then Fox News crowing about Patriot Act 2 and how wonderful this is makes me very, very angry, to put it lightly. Before we go to your calls, if you want to fight back against this New World Order, you heard Ron Paul, and he's talked about this in the past, almost everybody he talks to is against the New World Order, has woken up to what's happening, knows that we have globalists running the government. But the establishment doesn't care what the people want. They just keep moving forward with their tyranny. But we have the moral advantage. We have the majority view. And it's time to reach out to people who know something's wrong but just can't put their finger directly on it. And you can do that with my documentary films. I have made 11 of them. The 11th film is American Dictators, documenting the staged election of 04, showing how Bush and Kerry are cousins, Skull and Bones, beginning of the Bohemian Grove, the Patriot Acts, Homeland Security, the latest 9/11 information. It's a riveting film. It's 115 minutes long on DVD, 95 minutes long on VHS. $19.95 for one copy, each additional copy, $5.95. You can buy one copy and then buy three or four, I don't know, 10 copies to give as gifts. This way you can give somebody an original with a nice shrink wrap and the color cover and the hard case and the color stamp inlay on top of the DVD. It's a great gift to give. Or buy one copy and make copies and give people copies. I mean, I don't care. They just might like an original a little bit better. $5.95, you're not going to find political documentaries any cheaper than that. We're doing this to get the word out, and that sale only goes for about another week. And we'll ship it out to your UPS ground. You'll get it about 4 or 5 days after you order it from us. So please take advantage of this. We have a 9/11 special, four 9/11 videos, my two films, two other great films, and Paul Watson's excellent Order Out of Chaos, 300-plus page book, for $59.95. Even if you already own some of those, you can get them and keep the ones you don't have and give the others you already have as a gift. So get four videos and a book, $59.95. Please take advantage of this. We have a bunch of other specials. We got a 9/11 book special, two books for $19.95. That is a huge discount. We also have a bumper sticker special, where basically the bumper stickers are free. I think you get, I don't know, 10 or 20 of them, I forget, just for shipping. And it just goes on and on, folks. So please take advantage of this. Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order via the Safe Secure Online Shopping Cart or call toll-free. And if you didn't get all the specials, just you can call and ask about it. No obligation. Just give them a call. 1-888-253-3139. You can also call and ask for a free brochure listing all the products, all the information, the books and videos. 1-888-253-3139, or write to me. I'm Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And then, of course, also you can go to PrisonPlanet.tv, and you can see all of my 11 films, dozens of other great documentary films by other researchers, two books online, two e-books, my book, Paul Watson's book, my weekly TV report that normally we do twice a week, we always do once a week. And you can also get the special text reports, the best audio interviews we do, 15 cents a day, prisonplanet.tv. Please check it out. You can also give it as a gift. Go and get a membership, get a passcode and username, and then just give that as a gift and a card for friends and family that have basic computer skills. A five-year-old can go and enter their passcode and username and watch all the video and read the books. You can go get a membership there and, you know, print off the books on paper and give those as gifts. Put them in a binder. Just get it out to people. Bottom line, we're about waking folks up and defending the Republic. Ron in New York, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hello, Alex.
Hello, sir.
Oh, we have biometric data, or will have it, I'm sure, very soon in our driver's license as a result of this legislation yesterday.
Well, since 1993, we've had it in Texas. 48 states have it. The digital photo is for a face scan template, the digital thumbprint, and now this is by law. You'll have to have it to have a job. And in the bill, and Ron Paul's press release on this, checkpoints with TSA-type employees fondling you and your wife, not just in the airport, but on the roads.
We should just simplify it and call it this, what it is. In Stalinistic fashion, an internal passport.
That's what Ron Paul's office called it. That's what Jeff Dice's press secretary called it. One word, tyranny.
And if you don't have it, you won't be able to accomplish or do a number of things that you may have to do.
Well, look, it's the same thing. They're giving them all ID cards in Iraq, and then in extreme cases like Fallujah, if you don't have an ID card, they kill you on the spot. Source, NBC Nightly News, Boston Globe.
You know, one thing that came across in your interview with the congressman was what I extrapolated from it is in a diplomatic way as he could, he indicated that what runs American politics, and that's a filthy word in my opinion, American politics, it's two very filthy words, is money. That's really what it comes down to. Not what's right or wrong, not even what a majority, even a large majority would want, but the engine that runs it is money. And that being the case, American politics will never have legitimacy because you will always have a small handful of interests with a lot of money who will be running and creating social policy and getting people elected who may not be, and in many cases are not, in favor of what the majority want. This is what I extrapolated from what he said. I think what's going to have to happen is we've got to take this fight to a different level. These people govern by Machiavellian machination. We're going to have to machinate a little bit back ourselves.
Well, you've called for years. You're a retired New York police officer, and I believe you said detective.
No, not detective. I was a retired officer.
Okay. Must be another New York officer who calls in. But what I'm trying to get to here on this, Ron, is that this is organized crime. They operate via organized crime, but with an overlay of space-age PR firms or propagandists.
Correct.
And I believe the solution is having people like Judge Roy Moore run in Alabama, and if they don't have the machines in, he can win, to force Ron Paul to run for governor of Texas before all these machines are in place, and to have a ring of states, free states, across the nation. And to do that, though, we've got to stop the electronic machines from going in.
The electronic machines, the easily manipulated voting machines or processes, that's true. Plus, it does seem, and I do notice this with the American people, Alex, and part of the blame for this goes on the American people, no matter what anyone says, I do blame them.
They're just uninformed. Yeah, I mean, people can find out the truth.
They love pop entertainment more than they love things that are very important and integral to their lives, and you've got to admit that. They rather watch a sports game or a show. Do you know what was on the cover of two of our major New York papers yesterday, Alex? Well, this was going on. This bill that will change our lives, this major piece of legislation. Do you know what was on the cover of our newspapers here?
I don't know. Michael Jackson.
No, that some guy, two stories in the New York Daily News, that some guy gave his girlfriend a $13,000 engagement ring and that Trump gave his girlfriend some kind of astronomically priced engagement ring. Well, your democracy was being ripped apart by wolves.
Our republic.
They put on the cover of our papers. And you know where the story about the intelligence bill was? Buried deep in the paper.
And it probably, I didn't find one mainstream article, not a neocon publication, none of them, that said Patriot Act, national ID card. It was just, don't you want them to be able to communicate and stop Al-Qaeda?
Yeah, but this is basically what it is. And they trot out surviving members of 9/11 families. I want to make something clear about that, and I think it's time the line is drawn with this, because sometimes something could go too far regardless.
Yeah, I did say that. They trot out of thousands of families, 400 families, in just one suit suing Bush over involvement. You've got the other suit there with Ellen Mariani against him with a bunch of the victims' families. You've had families ring the White House three times that I know of with signs saying Bush knew, Bush did it. You've had families jump up live on C-SPAN about four different times and scream, the government did it, the government's involved. That all gets ignored. And, yeah, they trot out three or four families, people who mean well, going, pass this for my family, pass this for my family. Go ahead.
Right. Well, listen, I'm going to tell you something. Some may mean well, though my sympathy goes out to them for the loss of their loved ones. It doesn't mean that, A, they're experts, okay, on national security or geo-national politics. B, it doesn't mean that even some of them are not taken up with the celebrity involved, you know, in being trod out and used for that purpose. And who knows, you know, their egos may...
Look, it's usually four or five different women,
That's the
same women, and they trot them around, and then you'll see a 10-second blurb on CNN with signs saying, you know, CNN, one time I was watching, I was up in Minnesota visiting the network like 2 years ago, and CNN said, some of the victims' families protested in a ring around the White House, thousands of them protesting, saying not enough was done. And then it showed the signs, and it was Bush did it. But they didn't say anything else about it. Why don't we see them on TV?
Because the media is controlled, okay, by the same mainstream...
Well, if you don't think it's controlled, folks, the media didn't tell you what was in this bill, and then minutes after it passed, they were on TV laughing about it. Thanks for the call. They were on TV laughing about it. They knew what was in it. Tim in Ohio. Tim, go ahead.
Good afternoon, Alex.
Hello.
Another edition of As the World Turns. Well, are none of these processes impeachable offenses, and why hasn't that been addressed?
Well, you know, they couldn't impeach Bill Clinton on missile secrets to the Chi-Coms because the Republicans were all involved in it. They had to go after him over, you know, Oval Office sexual escapades. And nobody's going to go after Bush. I mean, the Democrats all voted for this. They love it.
Yeah, Clinton, you got to like a man who thinks harass is two words.
Tim, I appreciate the call. Let's talk to Rosemary in Indiana. Go ahead, Rosemary.
Yes. Alex, thank you for accepting my call. People are afraid. First off, they don't really understand the depth and the what is happening unless they listen to your program a few times. But one of the things I came up with, because I'm like a little town USA, and I have copied out all of Genesis Communication Network schedule and their phone numbers and addresses, a lot of the websites that you've had on your radio program, and I'm putting them in my Christmas cards, and I'm sending them out to every person I know, including the newspapers, whether I subscribe to them or not, because I think it's time that people woke up, and if nothing else, just get that little bit of information out there. The rest is up to them.
But well, you're right. We have tens of millions of people that are awake, and if you all just wake up one person, that's tens of millions more.
Right.
If they wake up one more person, that's tens of millions. And
yes.
So, yes, it's about not going, look at the size of that thing, that New World Order's too big, too bad. It's about engaging it. And look, don't be disheartened by them passing all this. Now they've got to try to implement it.
Right. And they can't implement it if people keep getting a hold of their senators.
Well, they can't implement it if we sue them and get cities to pass laws against it and states to do it, and if we fight it, which we are doing.
Right. Oh,
look,
yeah.
Look. The tighter they squeeze, the more they push, the more resistance mounts. I've never seen an awakening like it.
That's
Everybody's
right.
Waking up.
Well, it's about time, but I thought I'd add my two cents and said, when you send out them greeting cards, anniversary cards, birthday cards, regardless, send those little notes along with them, the websites, or like you said, get your disc and send it along with them. So you keep up the good work, and thank you so much for taking my call.
Rosemary, thank you for calling. God bless you, and have a great holiday. John in Louisiana. John, welcome.
Yes, good morning, Alex. Alex, you know, and I know, and a few others know, that Congress is redundant. If they were dismissed, we wouldn't be deceived by them. If we could just get them to go home and stay out of Washington, they have no authority. They had surrendered that in 1933. But I wanted to talk about...
Hold on. I'm glad you brought that up. Congress openly, on a congressional basis, every session, gives up more of its authority. They're making themselves irrelevant. They give up their authority on law enforcement to the executive. They give up their authority on terrorism and war-making to the executive. They give up their authority on trade to the executive. They're giving up their authority to the executive or the dictatorial branch en masse. Go ahead.
Alex, yes, those are charades you've been mentioning there. They gave up all authority in 1933 on March the 9th. They surrendered all authority and responsibility to the president. It's been reaffirmed by the Church Senate Committee in 1973. There's no doubt about it, and very few people on our side want to admit it. They're in denial.
Well, certainly the executive claimed the power in 33, confiscated the gold at machine gun point, gave us paper back. Clearly, they began declaring yearly emergencies. I've seen them do it on C-SPAN to then have control over Congress. But Congress, the will to stand up is the will to have freedom. And they can still stand up and still say no. The problem is most of them are so dirty or are being blackmailed or they die in auto accidents or plane crashes when they say no.
Congress and a certain numerous scholars, legal scholars, say that there ain't no way that Congress can reassert their authority after March the 9th, 1933.
Well, I disagree. I've seen that, and that's just not the case.
Well, let's talk about money. There's not going to be an imminent collapse of the dollar because Japan and China and and Europe, they're not going to do that. It's in their self-interest not to let that happen.
Let me stop you. There's not going to be an imminent collapse. It's been devalued by 45%.
Right. It's going to be a controlled collapse. It's all in the plan. It'll be a slow decay.
Well, that was what they said at the Davos Economic Forum 3 years ago when the dollar, when the euro was 89 cents to a dollar that was worth 100 pennies, and then now it's dropped by 45%. But no, you're right. It is a controlled implosion.
Yes, a sudden collapse might bring about unpredictable events, and they don't want that to happen. They're in control, and they're not going to take a chance on that.
But still, the controlled implosion is still an implosion.
Absolutely, absolutely. We're done for on the money scene, yes, we're done for, and it's all in the plan.
It's all in the stated plan. I mean, this is public.
Yes, yes. If people don't get out of money paper, they're doomed. A lot of them are going to starve to death.
Well, you know, we had a depression in this country, which was admittedly engineered, that's part of the public record, to consolidate wealth by the elite. And back then we were moral, and 90% of people had skills in gardening.
We farmed. We were a farming nation. We could feed ourselves. We don't exist like that anymore. We don't farm. We don't even know how to farm.
You want to know something scary? One of these Lexus drivers?
Yes.
With their manicured little fingernails?
Yes.
You imagine them a month after not having any food or money.
Yeah, the rivers are going to be choked with them, buddy.
Well, they'll grovel to the government. We'll be back.
Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right, folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and family to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Waging war on corruption, Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central, back from 9 to midnight. Wide open phones, bunch of news coming up the next hour. Talking about passage of large sections of Patriot Act 2, a national ID card provision yesterday by the Senate, and the media that wouldn't talk about those provisions suddenly running out celebrating openly, I mean literally smiling, laughing on TV. These scum that work for Fox and others just get off on laughing at us. They feel like they're part of the power system. Oh, you cattle are in our cages. We've got you now. Tom in Arizona. Tom, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, Alex. I was shocked when I hit your site yesterday and read that. I mean, it's like Revelation coming true in small incrementalism steps. And
read what? Read about the legislation?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, I mean, where else do you find it but from Ron Paul or our website? But then after it passed, though, it was all over TV last night.
You don't find it. And what I immediately did is I emailed everybody I knew with the link to write your local state representative to vote against it. And I had another question about Homeland Security hired the ex-Nazi guy, Marcus, what was his last name? I forget.
It's Wolf. And he's not. He wasn't a Nazi. He was actually Jewish. The Silver Fox was the Stasi chief in East Germany.
Oh, okay, okay. And so is that confirmed, or is it still?
Well, the others, it is confirmed that as consultants they hired former KGB bosses. That is confirmed. And it has not been denied. We've called about Marcus Wolf, and we know he has done some consulting. I did find where he'd written some books with neocons and stuff. And we know they're consulting with Israel, and we know he lives part of the time in Israel now, and it looks like it's accurate.
Oh, and how can people deny this, that they're implementing a Nazi-like state in America?
Well, the Stasi kept everybody safe. They were good people.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Marcus Wolf was the architect of 1 in 10 being a spy, and they are setting up the TIPS program and the rest of it. What's wrong with that? But
you
the
know,
border,
have...
like, this new bill they passed yesterday, though, that Bush is going to sign... It makes it easier for the illegal aliens. You heard Congressman Paul. It's
yep.
in there. It and makes it easier, more open borders, but that's okay.
You know, I have a friend who lives in Germany, and I send her links and emails and stuff on stories, and she says that what is happening in America now is pretty much what happened before and during while Hitler took over. And she can't believe that America is doing that. And she says, you know, she even said, well, maybe you should just move here. And I said, well, the problem with that is it's everywhere. It's just
not
just
America. They're pulling the same stuff over there. They've already been disarmed, though. We've still got guns and private property. And so that's why the big move is against us. And I appreciate your call.
Thank you.
Good to hear from you. Look, my friends, people ask, why would they want tyranny? Why would a government want to do something bad? Well, why in history is that the norm, freedom being the exception? America is America because we have the Bill of Rights and Constitution. That's why we're America. You get rid of that, folks. We're not America anymore. What can people not understand about that? People say, well, why would they want tyranny? It's a straitjacket. Before a criminal has their way with you, before they rob you or rape you or whatever, they want to tie you up. We're being tied up right now. So they can then take the pension funds, take the private property. It won't be free market. It'll be select corporations acting in a criminal manner through governmental powers doing this to us. Now, this is the reality. But we don't have to go along with it. This can only succeed if we get all fearful and get behind it and don't stand up for ourselves or our neighbors or in our communities. This can only happen if we're not engaged. So pick a liberty issue, whether it's property rights, the Second Amendment, sovereignty, the open borders, fighting the free trade area of the Americas. Pick an issue, get involved on that issue, and create and expand the alternative media. Look, this is the beginning of the end for the New World Order. They are going to fail, and fail mightily.
Berkey.